Service to others. Service to others. There are so many examples of how we contradict ourselves in terms of what we value. It's said that one values something more when you pay for it. Well, after careful observation, the conclusion might be, it depends. It varies from situation to situation. Consider the very common scenario of gym memberships. Every new year resolutions are made that say, this is the year. This is the year that it's all going to change. And when we make that declaration, we go out and we go shopping for new workout gear. We have to have a new gym bag to carry all the new togs. And you can't forget about new running shoes. These are all the requirements that are necessary even before you get to go to sign that contract for a new gym membership. Well, fast forward, and we see that the things in the bag have been forgotten. As a matter of fact, where did we put that bag? The gym clothes haven't really made it to the gym too often. And as for those running shoes, we use those on Saturdays to go to Starbucks or the mall. The gym membership is still in place because we're going back. Sooner or later, we're going to go back. But in the meantime, there is that monthly charge on a credit card. We don't always value the things we pay for. And then there's that person who just loves to shop. They find a thrill in getting that package in the mail or finding that bargain that was at just the right price. Never mind the additional shipping and handling charges, but the price was good. What is one to do with that feeling of, well, I just couldn't pass up the bargain. I couldn't pass it up. What are you supposed to do with that feeling? You had to do it. You had to make the purchase. Now, when the goods arrive home or they arrive in the mail, there's that excitement of unpacking them and adoring the purchase. And then we fast forward again and find that many of those purchases are now tucked away in a closet. How many books or other items have been abandoned at home because their moment of glory has passed? That moment when it was like I had to have it was then, and now it's something new or nothing at all. In serving ourselves, we find these artifacts represent something missing within us, something hungry that we're trying to feed, something elusive that never seems to be satisfied. These unnecessary items reflect our misguided capacity to redirect that energy in more productive ways. It's as if we're feeding something with the wrong diet. All of this, all of the above, basically says that we have greater capacity and resources than we know what to do with in our lives. We have greater capacity and resources than we know what to do with. We direct this energy, and yes, time and money are forms of energy, toward the service of ourselves when we think, in fact, that we require these things. That's our thinking. But in reality, we don't require much at all. In reality, we are very low maintenance. We think we need these things. We think we require these things. But in actuality, we're really low maintenance. But for whatever reason, we think that we have to maintain a certain high level of personal attention. The type of attention that only we can serve up to and for ourselves. That's a form of us being selfish in reality, but it's delusional. When we get honest with ourselves, we realize that we need very little. When we are being self-indulgent, and that's what it is, that's when there seems to be a need for a lot of activity, a lot of investment, a lot of me, me, me. In those times of being self-indulgent, we fail to see the personal cost in that need, that hunger, never gets fed and continually leaves a void. No matter how much we think we're feeding ourselves, that hunger is still there. And how much we feed that hunger, there's never a sense of satisfaction. But think about it. Once our needs are met, which pretty much are very basic in terms of real needs, once our needs are met, we are then able to see our way to serving and feeding others. When you think about what the real needs are in your life, there is that, no longer does that imaginary need to continually feed yourself with things is present. When you consider your needs being met, you realize that all those things tucked away in a closet do not meet your needs. None of those things meet your needs, because if they did, they'd be in use. They wouldn't be tucked away. They wouldn't be shelved somewhere. How we are really fed is when we take the time to feed others. There is a strong and powerful sense and experience of fulfillment when we serve others. And this is not a simple act of writing a check or serving meals to the homeless at Thanksgiving. This is something a bit more personal. It was Khalil Gibran who said, "It is nothing when you give of your possessions. When you give of yourself is when you truly give." So, with that in mind, consider, if we possess the human hands of God, what are we providing with these hands for others in the world? If we are the mouths of God, then what are we speaking into the world? If we embody the heart of God, then where is the love for the world? All of these considerations are best served up in serving others, not serving ourselves. We have it twisted. We have been blessed. If you're listening to this, you know you have been blessed. And so the question becomes, how does that blessing then get shared, delivered, expressed to others? It's not about writing a check per se. It's about giving yourself to others and to the world. And that's when we truly serve. God bless.